flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Katy Perry tickets. We've been doing these all week. And today, you have another five chances to win. We've got a pair for you at 9.05. Doing it again at noon 05. And Jane's got you three times. 4, 5, and 6.05. We'll give you code words. You text those to our contest line and you're entered to win a pair of tickets for Katy Perry on her The Lifetimes Tour, July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Woo-hoo! Just a little gift back, you know? Here's a little gift. Would you like some tickets? This is the story I was, that sort of kicked up. Maddie and I were looking at the video this morning. And
oh, when you called him names.
I didn't call Maddie the name. I did call this dude the name, though. So, Luke Combs is a big country artist. And he had a guy named Mitchell Tenpenny. Mitchell Tenpenny is the one who reposted. This guy's opening for Luke Combs. Luke Combs is the fast car guy.
Oh, all right.
So
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, it's a big deal. He's a famous country guy.
The first name that came to mind was the guy who was dating the chicken fry lady.
Oh, that's Zach Bryan.
Yeah, I get confused. There's a few, you know.
There's, yeah, the country sounded names.
Kind of easy.
Luke Combs.
Yeah, he's big.
So, he's what?
He's big.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we play at least two of his songs.
All those names are big. That's what I mean. There's a bunch that came up at once,
right.
And I can't always...
It's true,
them.
As we're getting kind of bombarded with country music these days.
Mm-hmm. I love that he gets to be the chicken fry guy now.
Well, he hates that because they're broken up. She's saying mean things about him. But he is the chicken fry guy, yes. But that, so we're not talking about that guy. We're talking about these other guys. So dancing at concerts in general, it's what concerts are for, right? You go there, you enjoy, you're enjoying the acts, you're dancing. You can sit if you want, but you can't really bitch if somebody else is dancing.
What if everyone is sitting, but there's one person who's just blocking everybody?
Well, that's a bad energy show, I'll say. And I mean, I don't know if this is an outdoor venue. We have an overhead look at this. So I don't, it seems like broad daylight, although it's could be inside and they've just got the whole dome lit. It's up there, Vim. And everyone, it's an early part of the day. It's an opening act. And
hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. You got to go back to the beginning of that. And this one lady, everybody else is kind of milling about. Most people are sitting. Everyone's kind of watching this girl do her thing. She's thick and she can twerk. She can twerk. Like, she's dancing. But clearly it's been going on for a while, because at this point we watched just a few seconds of this video when suddenly a bunch of stadium ushers, security, whoever the hell these people are, they come over and they're all like, you got to sit down. You can't. People are complaining. There's even one Karen looking girl when these guys first walk in, there's this lady like, bah, 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 like leading them over to where she is. And they're all, your twerking is disturbing everyone. She's all, I'm just dancing. I'm just trying to have a time. you know, my favorite guy here is on stage. His name is Mitchell Tenpenny.
I don't know what people, I don't know how to word this. I've been in radio since I was a kid, though. So I have been going to shows. In fact, my first show, I was at,
Away. Then the guys look back at her. By the way, she's like very, very highly suggestive. She's humping the seat.
She touched her own boob a minute ago.
Yeah, she's just hands all over herself. And she can't. She's doing it seated, though.
So she's just saying, in your face, I'll do this
anyway.
She's
doing like a big spread eagle thing.
It's very, it's what a drunk person does is what I would say. I don't know that she is or not, but it's why people don't like drunk people is because you go, please stop. And they go, I'll turn up the volume.
Right. Is that what you meant? You wanted me to just keep on doing it?
I asked you to stop, and now you're going to do it louder. No.
So here's another angle on this thing. She's working her way down the aisle. The people are watching her, and she's just trying to have fun. She's basically a cheerleader, I mean, with a very short skirt on. Luckily, she does have underpants. And here come the guys to make her stop. And then she pulls the whole... Yeah, you like this? She's like, let me.
Oh boy,
let me give you a little. She does have the motion down. There's no question that she's been twerking for a while. This isn't her first time. There's Mitchell Tenpenny, and he is.
He loves it.
He is saying, "This is the. I need everyone's energy to match hers. Let's go." By the way, she got thrown out. They threw her out for dancing.
Well,
she's not touching anybody.
No, she was. She definitely was touching the people in the same row as her as she was moving through. But I hear what you're saying, that you're saying, let the girl have some fun. Is that what you're going for?
I guess I'm asking you, if that was happening next to you, and you weren't her mom.
But that's what I was getting at. So I've been to a million shows, and at this point in my life, I love the energy she's got. I don't do that anymore. I used to go to a Metallica show, and I would... actually whiplash my own head. I had long hair and I would go crazy.
Yep.
I don't do that anymore. I want to sit down and watch a show. And like when I went to The Cure just recently, the big show at Shoreline, these two dudes, everybody was seated. These two dudes weren't having it. They stood right up and then it was catching. The people behind them, they had to stand up. Now I got to stand up.
If you want to see the show, you got to stand up.
It goes all the way through the whole place. And the next thing you know, we stood for 3 hours. Yeah. And that was one of the reasons Christina was like, are these guys? And I was like, I'm sure they can't go all night. They went a long time, though. They went like 2.5 hours. Wow. It was a long show. Yeah. They were doing a jam. And then I read from him, he was like, I remember being young and wishing the band would play forever.
Oh.
And so I guess that's why he's doing that, except, you know, yes, young people do want things to go forever. Most of the audience wasn't super young, Robert Smith.
Yeah, Robert. You know, they sit at home, they sit down and listen to your records. And they're not, it's not like, listen, The Cure, you know, they have some smooth beats, but it's not like you're at a Rancid show or, you know.
It's not even a dance show. Like, you can't dance and you can't, you know, go crazy and rock out. So really, we all just stood there. Because these guys wouldn't.
You just stand there, tapping your foot.
Now, trying not to ruin the poster you bought like a dummy before the band even started.
I will say most of my life, and you know, because I drank, you know, more years than not, I was her, definitely. You know, the annoying.
You do know how to have fun at a concert. I have firsthand knowledge of that.
Seen me go. But now I'm 100% like, I'm like Vin. I'm like, oh God.
Well, and God forbid that the band looks at him.
And I'm looking at
him. Then he leaves immediately.
Like, okay, this is a good show, but it's late.
Well, it's funny. When you're in radio, you have access, and less now than in the heyday of radio.
Yeah.
But you have access to shows, and for us, it's always been kind of a grind because we've been doing mornings for 30 years plus, and it's always a looking at your watch thing. It's been a long time since I was at a show and wasn't like, all right, for this to be over, this is so good. Yeah. Okay, tell me how it ends tomorrow when I see you. Like, it's just the way it is, you know, it's...
So she's having her time.
She is definitely
out for it, but yeah,
I really feel like of all the things that people don't get thrown out of concerts for, like the inappropriate behavior or someone who's taunting someone else or just someone who's just hammered And this chick is the one who gets thrown out because she's dancing. She's not like bumping into anybody for the most part. I don't see it. I mean, look, also I'm seeing approximately 30 seconds of her doing this dance. So it is possible that she was given lap dances. I just don't know. My only thought was, because I find twerking to be super, it's just sexual. I have told you this many times, like my niece can twerk like you, just nobody's business. Like she can do it. She's great at it. And I'm like the whole time going, stop doing that. It looks so slutty. Like, don't do that. But I just go, oh, ha, 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 that's so too sexy. For my front porch.
And I don't know if you're going to post the video, but what you will notice,
I think it's already up actually,
is that, you ever heard that term, read the room?
Yeah.
Read the damn room. Like, look around you and see where everyone's at. She is the one person doing the singular show.
Really?
Right? Everybody is taking a show in, and this chick's going crazy.
Yeah.
So there's probably why they threw her out. They were probably saying, look, can you just...
Yeah.
It's middle of the day. The show really hasn't started yet.
Right. We're afraid you're going to start humping
Pace
legs.
Pace yourself.
She's all like, now I'm peeking.
Yikes.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
You know, there's
good energy.
Only a couple times, and I'll give you two examples where I've shown up for a show with no idea how it was going to go, and Muse took my head clean off. Like, I truly had to stand up. I couldn't take my eyes off of them. It was impressive. The lights, the music. I can't.
That guy owns
Black
the stage.
Black Holes and Science. I can't even name a song. I like them. I've played their records, but actually naming songs really isn't my thing. But either way, that guy, very few times have I gone to a show where I went, this is amazing. And I had no expectation. Also, what is that? We just played them.
Oh.
Blurry Face and
21 Pilots.
Those guys. Mm. Absolutely.
You weren't expecting much at all.
There's only two dudes, and I didn't know how long they'd been around, and they took that whole stadium in their hand and made everybody rock out. Mm-hmm. And I went, that's so, because I don't even know how long they've been at it, but doing a stadium show is hard.
Yeah.
You've got to be able
you
to
have
get
to, because it's so big.
The back of the room as involved as the front of it. They were great.
Muse had like a weird magic to them. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even. It's not like the guy looks like a rock star. They're not dressing. It's not a huge show. He just has ownership of what he's doing in such a way that you are riveted. It's really almost impossible to put into words why it was so good. Because I'm with you. Like, I like a few of their songs. John really likes them. He plays a lot of their songs and they have a lot of words. I'm always having to look it up. But I don't feel like they're this band that has that everybody knows all their songs. But I think that if you've gone to one of their shows, you're like, that was a band I would go see again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was super bummed that I had hit somebody's one hitter or weed vape. And I was like, wow, I have ruined my night just in time for this incredible band.
Village.
Thanks a lot, Village. I had the perfect buzz. God.
Anyway, so Karen got thrown out. All right, Karen. Bye.
No, Karen. This lady's name is Jolene. She got thrown out by a Karen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She is just disgusting. And my daughter is watching this and asking if she can learn to do it too. Innately, we all sort of know how to twerk. You know, you just have to practice it. So this lady's name, by the way, is Jolene.
Oh. Awesome.
Because of course it is. And, you know, people.
Is this
are...
the new Haktua girl? Is this next?
Hey, well, she's
maybe.
She might be the new Australian Haktua girl for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're in Australia.
They're Australia.
That's
yeah.
right. I did see that. Anyway. Oh, yeah. In Brisbane. Australia. Her name's actually Jolene. That was what people were questioning is like, why is this lady doing this at a country show? Like, is twerking not for country? Is that why she got thrown out?
Twerking's for everything.
But this lady's, you know, her name's Jolene, so it was inevitable that she was going to love country music.
I know it's wrong to stereotype, and here I go anyway. I can't believe this is on Australia, and she's the only one going off.
Because they're so crazy.
Australians party harder than anyone I've ever met in the history of the world.
They go hard.
They go hard, and they somehow have, they're not ruined by the weight of the world. Yeah. They are people who will travel and seek fun, and they're not sitting there going, what am I going to do with my life? And
how will I afford everything?
Yeah,
no, they're just like, it all works out in the end.
Yeah.
Mate.
From what I've met, anyway. Right.
I have never met an Australian who didn't have great energy and that I was like, that I immediately disliked. Like, I don't know that many, though.
I've met quite a few, and I've liked them all, and I've also been like, I can't keep up with you. You have to go on without me.
Off you go, please. Just leave me behind. Just go.
I would always seek an Australian out if I was out drinking, because you knew they would hang with you. And they'd go
all right, well, where are we going? I'll do it. Anyway, a spokesperson from this venue in Brisbane, we're talking about a lady who got thrown out for twerking at a country show. This is what they said. The patron was engaging in an activity that was against the conditions of entry, which is designed to allow all fans to enjoy events at the stadium. There was no choice but to evict her. Fair dinkum.
Good. Thanks. Like, I feel like I was in Australia.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can really take you places, huh?
You know, there was a time, I know times have changed, where the band would have said, bring her backstage. What are you doing? Mm. Don't throw her out. Bring her closer to us.
Right. That lady's going crazy.
That's a good time, girl. Right. Let's get her up here.
We like that.
Yeah.
Marianne Faithfull passed away. It's a name that kids won't know. And I don't, truthfully, I didn't know too much about her. I was reading a piece about her this morning because she passed away at age 78. She was an actress and a singer. She would work in like folk houses and stuff. And she met Mick Jagger, and he wrote a bunch of songs about her. You Can't Always Get What You Want, Wild Horses, something called I Got the Blues. She was given a co-writing credit on Sister Morphine. And a few other people wrote stuff about her, too. She was famously photographed wearing just a fur rug at a drug bust at Keith Richards' estate in 1967, arrested.
So Mick loved her?
Apparently.
So they'd had a relationship.
It looks that way. Let me see if I can get the exact stuff here. And she, by the way, cute. I'm looking at pictures of her from the 50s and 60s. She is just cute as a button. Just like kind of reminds me of, you know, that heavy lidded. She's like a blonde bob with the heavy bangs, but a sweet little smile. Oh, there we go. There's a few.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, too. And I know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that name. And I went, oh, I saw it on my Instagram feed at like Rolling Stone posted. They put the dates up. I couldn't name one song. Not one.
Excuse me. They say her hits included As Tears Go By, which I think is a Stone song. So she must have done a version of that. A highly publicized romantic relationship with Mick Jagger, then worldwide fame in her own right.
It's still what song?
As Tears Go, you'd know As Tears Go By.
Oh.
Can you see if that's in a wide orbit?
It's okay. You don't have to play it. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I really don't know. And
well,
I know
she was
a
also
lot
in a
about
bunch,
music.
Well, she's, you know, maybe she's one of those people who's just way more famous. First of all, to people older than we are. And second of all, across the pond. She was in a bunch of movies. And
I would have guessed, if you said, tell me about Marianne Faithfull, I would have said, she's an artist's artist. Kind of like Joni Mitchell was.
Maybe.
In that she didn't have hits, but You do hear people who, I saw Metallica loved her. They posted about it. There seems to be a lot of respect, but like I said, I don't know her hits.
They say her first hit is As Tears Go By, recorded when she was 17 in 1964, and was written by Mick Jagger, Keith Richards.
She was already friends with the Rolling Stones at 17.
Yeah. Well, apparently she was playing in like coffee houses. And
all right.
I don't know how old they were in 1964. Couldn't have been much older. I mean, she's 78 now. Isn't that about what Mick Jagger is? They're just kids together, hanging out in London. Anyway, there you go. That's she has passed. She had a bad case of the 70s.
Mick's 81, by the way.
Oh, okay. She was underage. I'm sure nothing happened.
It was a different time, Sarah.
Yeah, sure. Right. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Science!
I love science!
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. It's like a nice little wake up. It's Alice at 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram page. You'll see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
Do it. Please, please do it. Enjoy. Check out the
Alice 973 Instagram. Right.
Thank you. Mm. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Mm.
Fremont Bank invests a percentage of its earnings into strengthening the lives of our Bay Area residents through its community support. Today's a great day to go to FremontBank.com. Okay. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the rain is on the way. You'll see it this morning in the North Bay and later today in the South Bay. But
oh boy.
We have rain coming and it's going to stay for a minute. So,
all right.
And since we had maybe some of the most spectacular days.
So beautiful. It's like, been gorgeous all January.
We've had some
January.
Really good weather. So this is needed. And, you know, try to remember the good old days of January.
Just close your eyes. Remember how nice and sunny it was.
It's still January, but, you know. And right. On that note, though, we'll look forward. Let's see here. Coming up in the month of February.
All right.
Here's some stuff you can look forward to. The Pro Bowl is this Sunday. That's the NFL. No one wants to watch that except, you know. Well, actually, I take it back. Anything the NFL does, people will watch. I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl, though, is next Sunday. The Daytona 500 is this month. Also, the NBA All-Star Game, which I believe happens here mm-hmm. at the Chase Center.
Oh.
So I don't know that we're going to have a bunch of big stars rolling through the hallway here, but, you know, we do have a sports station right yeah. down the hall.
I bet we do.
I would like to think they're going to, you know, take advantage of all the...
I bet you they go set up there, though.
Oh, fudge. Yeah. All right.
Fudge is right.
Fudge. Just fudge it all.
Stupid fudge.
It is award season. The big ones include the Grammys this Sunday, the Critics' Choice Award, the Spirit Awards, the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
SAG. That's the SAG Awards.
Mm-hmm.
SAG.
Lots
SAG.
Of TV shows coming back. Speaking of TV shows, I started the Traitors.
Oh, God. Well, get through this, and then let's quickly talk about the Traitors.
I'll just talk about it now. All right. So this is a show that a local, Danielle is a Big Brother
alumnus.
Whatever. She's gorgeous, smart, good at this stuff. And I didn't know that her nemesis from her season on Big Brother is that Brittany girl.
It's not from that season. It's from the reindeer games from last year. It was
that's
a
what they were
game.
Fighting about.
She put her up in a situation that she could choose who was going to go against this person, and she knew that Danielle would lose, and she put her up. And so there's some bad blood between the two of them.
The thing that, okay, so again, we're talking about a show called Traitors.
The Traitors.
It's on Peacock, and Danielle is our friend and someone we're rooting for. So I see this.
And she lives locally. She's like a Sacramento girl.
Yeah. Right out of it. These two were like, I can't believe you did that to me. And I didn't know that was going to hurt you. And I'm watching this going, I saw Britney's Big Brother season. So I didn't know. I thought, I didn't know they had beef.
Right.
Well, I didn't know they were on reindeer games. So now
I think that's the only time they've played together. They probably are aware of each other. Because I think that they've become these clubs where everybody who's played these games is...
What is Reindeer Games?
It was a mini Big Brother series where some old competitors came back into the house, played games for a couple of weeks, and left. And it was like left with a smaller cash prize.
Oh, okay.
When you have described the way Danielle's gameplay has been going, and you've been saying she's overplaying, she's gnarly, she's going for it too hard, I actually thought right out of the gate when they had an opportunity for her to get this girl back, and she didn't.
Yeah, she could have. She could have.
So I didn't get that. Like, I really thought, well, get her and have that person on your side.
Right.
The person that you pull into the game. So this, you got to watch it, but.
Did you get through the whole episode?
Not the whole episode. So there's a bunch of housewives on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into that.
They're fun. It's fun to watch them.
Are they?
Fun to watch they look at their bad surgeries and their weird fashion and. I really enjoy that portion of the program.
Oh, you do?
Because I don't know any of those ladies.
I don't either.
But they all are like entitledly famous. Like,
yeah.
Well, yes. Well, I'm a housewife and we all are together and okay.
I don't know.
There's been a gaggle of them every season.
Okay, so I'll have to get to know them, I guess, and give them a chance. Also, the girl I liked from Survivor that's on Traitors, the show I'm talking about, it's season three, Danielle's on it, and we're rooting for her. The blonde lady with the tattoos?
Carolyn.
I really like her, but man, the ink has grown down her hands and up her neck since we saw her on Survivor. I was like...
I think of her as being like a newborn horse, like a foal. Like she's super gangly and doesn't quite know how to make all her things work together.
If you saw her standing there, she's real hot. Like, I think she's hot.
She's pretty. Right,
she is. But then she starts talking. I don't know what I'm going to... And these people, they're crazy. And so now we learned on Survivor, which if you're just seeing her on the Traitors, you would not necessarily know this. She's a sober lady and she has had a journey. Like, I don't believe that they've talked about this on the Traitors at all. But she's... And I think she's like a counselor for that now. Like she's involved herself with that.
A lot of people in recovery stay in the business of it. It's good for them.
Right.
And they have credibility with the people who come walking in off the street.
If I could do it, you could do it too.
Destroyed. You know, right. Like when you come into a rehab situation, you're a disaster.
And I don't know what she would have been if she hadn't had major problems, but I tend to think that she's been touched by that.
Sure.
In a physical and mental way. Mm-hmm. Because she is... But I will say, even though she has a hard time expressing herself and getting words out and not being gangly, she actually, as I've watched this thing, she's coming off a little bit smarter than I was giving her credit for. And it's funny because at one point in a recent episode, and I'm not totally, like, if something bad happened last night, don't spoil it for us because I was unable to watch last night's episode. I don't know why a streaming service is waiting until 9 p.m. or 6 p.m. our time or whatever it is to drop their this week's... Just your streamer.
Rules is rules.
Just put it on there. What are you doing? I would have watched it at 3 p.m. when I was watching. Anyway, Brittany and Danielle, who are both from Big Brother.
And Nemesis.
They're sitting together and talking about who might be a traitor and who might not be a traitor. Because there's all these people and three of them are traitors. And they get to murder someone every night. And the other people who aren't traitors are trying to get rid of the traitors so that they can get the money. Because if a traitor wins at the end, if a traitor is among the finalists, they take all the money. There's no split.
Good for them.
Right. So the name Carolyn gets brought up and Brittany says she's not capable of that. She's not capable of being a traitor. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what I thought.
She's actually kind of
the perfect person for it. So anyway, the Traitors.
Well, I started it and, you know.
What did you think overall? Like, I mean, the setting's incredible.
I like the setting. I like the host. I thought he was, you know, good. I definitely don't know all the contestants. So I was, you know, watching sort of like one of the ladies said something like, I'm not used to people hiring me for my brains. I'm photographed, you know, or I forget how she said.
Oh, is it that really pretty black girl?
The housewife of Dubai.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just kind of went, okay.
No, you got to just embrace these are a bunch of egomaniacs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's actually really, you got to love it. Just try to love it. And also remember that Britney's ex-husband is on there and he is, I swear to God, I think we're six episodes in. I've seen him put together two sentences, not well. And
who's the ex-husband?
Sam Asghari.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Britney, not the other Britney.
Okay.
I mean,
you just confused
the Britney.
Me completely.
I'm sorry. Britney Spears' ex, very recent ex is on there. And he is just, you know, a very dull knife.
Well,
very
and
dull.
Maybe he's the guy then too.
Well, you will know. By the end of this episode, you will know who the traitors are.
Oh.
They reveal that.
Okay.
So you are now watching people you know are traitors hide it
interact
from other people.
Okay.
It's really good. It's very layered. I really love that show.
All right. Well, I've started it. So this month, we're talking about the month of February, The Voice, The Masked Singer, Cobra Kai, Yellow Jackets, Family Guy, 90 Day Fiancé, White Lotus, 1923, mm-hmm. I don't know about, something called Full Swing, and Survivor all come back on TV. Three big movies, Captain America, Brave New World, Paddington in Peru, and Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy.
Oh, more Bridget Jones.
I'm surprised.
That's what the world needs. There's like 10 of them now.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well,
it goes straight to TV.
There have been other ones that have come out in movie theaters. I didn't know that one was going straight to streamer, but it makes sense. I mean, these days, I suppose though, is that like I don't have any faith in this, so we're just going to put it out on streamers? Because honestly, they're going so quickly to streamers that why not make a cash grab?
I don't know.
At the theaters.
I'm sure there's someone's getting paid, whether it's NBC, Peacock buying it,
right,
the rights to it or not. Anyway, yep. And then there's some holidays. So Valentine's Day, President's Day, and all month in February is Black History Month. There's also Groundhog Day this Sunday. And if you care, National Margarita Day is on February 22nd.
Well, I'll definitely
that seems more like
that.
A summer thing to me, but okay.
Maybe it's just like, don't worry, summer's coming. National Margarita Day. I think today's like Hot Chocolate Day, this is a fine time of year for that.
Sure.
Makes much more sense than margaritas.
Time for nerd news,
all
everyone.
Right. Oh, science. Da-da-da-da.
Scientists found the building blocks of life in samples brought back last year from an asteroid. They say it's the strongest evidence yet that asteroids could be why there's life on Earth at all.
Mm.
By the way, if you're following the show, I've been reading a book called, it doesn't matter, I can't remember.
It's called Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, who also wrote The Martian.
Yes.
Ding, ding. Shame.
It's excellent. It's excellent. And now I'm hearing that there's a movie starring Ryan Gosling. And
oh,
I'm
we
like,
did hear that this week.
I can't wait.
Right.
It's going to be great.
And you've only just begun. Like I knew that yesterday. So I knew because I knew where you were in the book. That was like on his way home tomorrow, he is going to hear. He's going to hear it.
It's really good.
It's all happening.
Anyway,
oh, so good.
Speaking of asteroids,
because
we were, there's a 98.7% chance that an asteroid won't hit us in 2032.
Pretty good odds.
I mean, 98.7% chance. Mm. That an asteroid won't hit us in 2032.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Astronomers in Chile
not
just spotted
one in
a massive asteroid.
Known as a Masteroid.
Yeah, Masteroid. Mm. Good one.
Thanks.
They say it's around 100 meters or 300 feet wide.
Oh.
It's not big enough to do anything, you know, real big damage to the planet, but it's
enough.
Big.
Yeah, that would be problematic. But it isn't the dinosaur killer one.
According to space.com, it would create a massive crater, destroy buildings up to 9 miles away, shatter windows more than 60 miles away, and could trigger an earthquake. But again, there's a 98.7% chance this asteroid will not hit us.
Well, have they projected where it will hit? Because I'd be interested in that part, too. Like, how do we need to send Bruce Willis and a team up there to, you know, divert this thing?
It doesn't say where it might hit.
Didn't you say... Am I just dreaming this from all the sci-fi
stuff
that I read? Didn't you say they're testing these asteroid movers where they're sending out these little, they're able to affix themselves to an asteroid and then, you know, burn their payload to move the thing out of its current trajectory, like to get it off course?
I don't remember that.
I thought that.
I might have.
I don't remember.
I do get lots of science news. Here's more. President Trump asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go rescue the two astronauts that have been stuck on the space station since June. And that was supposed to have been a problem solved like quite some time ago.
Well, and it was originally just supposed to be a couple days.
Yeah.
Like that's you know, you kind of have to get your affairs in order if you're going to be up there for a year.
Yikes.
I think that we need to stop sending people to a place we can't just, if something goes wrong with the stuff we're using, we don't have like a backup set. Like, do everything in triplicate. Government business in triplicate so that,
you know,
we can go get these people.
As you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, there have been times here as we broadcast from Studio 9 in the Odyssey building where we've been like, this stuff doesn't work. This got broken and this.
Yeah.
We need this to be that way. This is such. Can you imagine the bitching and moaning on the space station? Mm. We're astronauts and nothing works here.
Nothing works here.
That guy. There, I can hear him echoing through the stars.
It's a, you know, no one really dies in radio, not usually. So I can see where they would definitely they would have a bigger bitch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's funny though.
But they are up there probably all day. Like, of course this button just broke off. I mean, who needed that?
Well, listen, if you're going to send a mission up into space, please contact us at 800-400-3697. We'll give you all the brand names of the stuff we're using in here and just warning you off of this stuff.
A fossil hunter in Denmark found a pile of 66 million-year-old puke.
Oh.
Experts think a fish barfed it up back in the Cretaceous period.
You'd think that would just wash away with the fish and the water and all.
But I don't know what they hope to, doesn't say like what this will.
A pile of vomit, fish vomit. What's in fish vomit? I don't want to think about this. What am I doing?
In shopping news, a study found grocery stores do better if they sell beer. Just offering it makes people buy more snacks, cheese, deli meat, and soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're an option. People don't have to go to the Sevy or whatever.
In California, we take for granted that you can buy that anywhere you go, even at a gas station.
Mm.
You go to a place like Pennsylvania and you suddenly go, why doesn't the grocery store have beer? And why can't I buy beer on a, like, it is ridiculous.
The blue laws.
The laws, and all the
states are a little different too.
They hold your liquor hostage.
Yeah, they do. They actually, I don't know if it's still the same, but you couldn't buy any liquor or beer after 11 p.m. on any night, and you couldn't buy it at all on Sunday. So you had to make sure that you had plenty, and they would pull cages down over the fronts of the coolers in the places that, you know, at the liquor store. It was crazy. You can still go in there and buy Slim Jims, though. Don't worry. They'll sell you those. Heart disease, that's fully for sale.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I read Project Hail Mary because Sarah was talking about it. It was so good. Thanks for the recommendation, Sarah.
You're welcome. I'm glad to have helped you find a good book.
I'm starting it today.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, it's so good. I think you'll love it. And if you love it, The Martian will be next. You'll be so psyched to read The Martian. That's a good one.
Let's see. I don't understand this one. 415 says, at Fort Funston, dog walker calling unruly dogs. Vinny, Isla, also Kona, and Rose.
Oh, I think that's the names of the unruly dogs.
Oh!
And she's saying what I'm saying.
Calling unruly dogs, and their names are Vinny and Isla. I'm not sure what's happening there, but...
That's fun.
Yeah, that's nice.
Isla will be thrilled to know someone named their dog after her.
I'll put it together. Unruly lady doing twerking. Lady saw some unruly dogs. The names, one of them happens to be the name of Vinny's daughter. That's how she put it all together.
Oh.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's still...
Still not really following your logic.
Vinny, but... everybody knows Cinco de Mayo is Margarita Day. Yeah, exactly. I don't get it.
Yeah, but Cinco de Mayo is Margarita Day. That is months away. This is something happening in February. Maybe it's just like an echo of things to come or just foreshadowing.
707 says, Danielle, this is the lady we're friends with who was on Big Brother and is now currently starring on Traitors. Danielle is playing like she must not have watched the game show before. So many mistakes.
I feel it, but she, well, knock wood, she's still on it. I have not watched last night's episode, though. Although I feel like if she had been booted last night, you'd be seeing texts about that.
Oh, good point. And I haven't.
Right.
Or have I? I haven't.
If you have, that's very nice of you.
I haven't.
Okay. You know, we will find out, though, ahead of time, because... There's never going to be a week that I can watch that at 6 p.m.
408 says, now flip it. If a guy were dry humping and grinding on the ground, would that be okay?
No.
You don't want a guy twerking, but you'll let that lady do that.
Listen, I come down clearly on the side of I'm actually not a fan of twerking. I think it's yucky. But dancing at a concert? Like if a guy is humping someone, I'm not into that. But if the guy just isn't a good dancer, I don't know, the twerking thing. Like it's bad enough when a girl's doing it. A dude's doing it now. Is that really your thing?
I just feel like if the rest of the crowd were up and dancing, she wouldn't have stood out. But, you know, read the room, lady. Like, no one is up. Everyone is like this guy in the broad daylight. Nah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Movies, award shows, and Fire Aid.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.